The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Typically, we have Tuesday with Timmons, and we, because of some conflicts, weren't able to do it yesterday. So now we're going to have Wednesday with William. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. Wednesday with William kind of has a little bit of a ring to it. That's okay.
It does. Yeah, I can live with that. Yeah, that's good.
I think it was wonderful.
Good to have you, Congressman. We missed you yesterday, but glad you were able to work us in this morning, because we always love to catch up with you. Let's talk. Yesterday, the House passed the measure that we needed to raise the debt ceiling. Evidently, now it's headed over to the Senate, and there's a deal that I understand that the Senate has made over there with the Republicans and the Democrats. Talk with us about that process, and do you think there's going to be any problems in the Senate, or is the debt ceiling going to be raised as the Democrats want it?
I sure hope there's problems. I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There's a group of senators that are going to say that they're not going to vote to raise the debt limit, but they're going to change the rules to allow the Democrats to pass an increase in the debt ceiling with a 51 vote majority. It is insanity. That is the most swamp thing I've ever heard in my life. No, I'm not going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. I'm just going to vote to make it easier to allow somebody else to do it. That's crazy.
Talk about smoke and mirrors. I mean, that's a classic example. I mean, yes, if you vote to make it easier for them to pass it, then in essence, you're voting to approve it, aren't you?
It is beyond my comprehension how somebody could, with a straight face, allege that they are against raising the debt ceiling because the Democrats are trying to sprint towards socialism, spend trillions of dollars that we don't have on stuff we don't need, and still have a... I'm in shock. I hope something's going on that I don't understand. I hope that Leader McConnell has something up his sleeve. I'm counting votes. You know, bizarrely, the people that are willing to vote for it are the ones retiring. Maybe not surprising. And you know, I can't fathom this justification. We have $29 trillion in debt. We've spent trillions of dollars we don't have this year. It is only going to get worse. I am blown away.
Yeah. I had a texter on our text line asking questions about the debt ceiling. Give us just a quick summary and a quick layman's explanation of what that is.
Well, so previous Congresses have restricted our ability to borrow money, to spend money we don't have, because debt is a problem. There's a number of Democrats that they have this new economic theory called modern monetary theory. It just means that debt doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. We can spend all the money we want. But those are a bunch of kooks. I mean, they're not legitimate policymakers. So debt does matter. We can't have $50 trillion in debt. We can't have $70 trillion in debt. We have to be doing the opposite of what we're doing right now. We need to spend less. Justify spending more. So what the debt limit does is it forces votes in the House and in the Senate to reconsider previous policies, previous restrictions put in place by previous Congresses who have said, all right, we're gonna do this now, but we're going to make it harder to do it later because we need a country. And if we have 200% GDP, debt to GDP ratio, we're not going to have a country. We're going to have austerity measures. People on this call, people on this radio right now that are on Social Security or they're getting Medicare or Medicaid benefits, guess what? If the United States figures out what our credit limit is and that the world says you can't borrow anymore, you're going to have problems. It's happened in Greece before. Austerity measures have gone into effect. We are not immune from this, so it is very serious, and I am hoping that they do not raise the debt limit.
Yeah. So what happens, let's say that a few of these Republicans, let's say they do grow a bit of a backbone here and they push back. What happens if they don't raise the debt limit? Because the Democrats, you know, they're painting this picture that the world's going to fall apart.
Well, at the end of the day, what will happen is the Democrats will vote on a party line vote using reconciliation, which is just essentially a procedural gimmick that allows them to vote with 50 votes. So it doesn't require rule change. And again, I do believe that they're going to raise the debt ceiling, but why are we going to help them when they're literally trying to spend trillions and trillions of dollars that we don't have, burdening our children and grandchildren? And honestly, at this point, our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren. We can't spend all this money. We need to have a mentality in our citizenry of the value of work. We need to keep the American dream alive. If the government is paying for everything, people will not work. They will not work as hard, and we can't have that. We're not going to have a country.
All right. Shifting gears here, on our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. We're doing Wednesday with William rather than Tuesday with Timmons. All right. So yesterday, another blow was dealt to Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide stay on the vaccine mandate. Talk with us about that and what's the next step and where are we headed with the vaccine mandates?
Well, everybody that has any understanding of separation of powers, checks and balances, limitations on each branch's authority knew that the vaccine mandate executive order that President Biden issued weeks ago was not constitutional. So luckily, the judicial branch has stayed it, has enjoined it. So there is no longer a vaccine mandate for anyone except for the military. And I do not believe that that will change. I believe that when it eventually reaches the Supreme Court, which will take weeks and months and possibly years, it will maintain this injunction, and they will say he did not have the authority to do it. So all the thousands of people that have called my office that are worried about getting fired because they want to make the decision that they want to make regarding the vaccine, they are not going to be fired. And that was the right outcome. And it's sad that we're in a situation where they had to be worrying about whether they would be able to put food on the table this Christmas because the dictator in the White House exceeded his authority.
Yeah, the one that was on the call yesterday with the Russian president and he didn't understand that he had to unmute his mic. Is that the dictator you're talking about?
Well, maybe it's the people around the guy in the White House that can't figure out the mute button. Maybe we should blame the people around him.
Congressman William Timmons, always good to speak with you, and we'll do it again next week. Thank you, sir.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Joey.
All right, have a safe day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.